Most movie theaters in the country are still closed due to the pandemic, which has left video streaming services to take up the slack for releasing new movies. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. Two new releases are vying for the country's homebound viewers. Radioactive is a historical science biopic about Marie Curie, and Ron Howard's new documentary, Rebuilding Paradise, launched this week on different streaming platforms. Joining me to discuss these two new titles and new ways of watching, I'm happy to have back on the program Philippa Solis, fellow member of the Broadcast Film Critics Association. Good morning, Philippa.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be here. And it's certainly an unusual way to discuss and to watch films.
You and I are discussing this via Zoom, so maybe appropriate. Yeah. But why don't you lead us off with Radioactive and set that film up for us?
Well, Radioactive is a very interesting biopic, scientific biopic, as you mentioned, by the director, Marjorie Satrapi. And it stars Rosamund Pike, and she stars as Marie Curie, a young woman who is from Poland, who, in essence, was such a genius and did so much in the world of science, but what her biggest plight was the fight to be heard, the lack of respect that she felt from fellow scientists. And yet this is the person who introduced radium and polonium to us and discussions of the atom, which won her not one, but two Nobel Prizes. I mean, it's very interesting because it starts at the end of her life and gives you a guide to her fights, her loves, her trials and tribulations of being a woman who was making such significant strides in the world. She has a very typical life, even though she's very, very much of a genius, but she has her trials and tribulations and relationship issues. And it's very interesting that this film is being shown now to show what was happening so long ago with respect to science and what we're dealing with now. With respect to the film, I found some moments where you wonder if it's historically actually accurate. There were some very, very slow movements with respect to the film, and especially on this particular week, as we look at the 75th anniversary commemoration, whatever terminology you want to use, with the atomic bombing of Nagasaki and Hiroshima. It was very interesting because throughout this film, there are historic moments in the film that are not necessarily dealing with Marie Curie and her life, but what her life yielded. Yeah. And those aspects of the film I found very interesting. And so I think the release is even more attractive happening this particular week. But it is a slow-moving film. I didn't find it to be very convincing, and it was very interesting, but slow-moving.
You know, I really came into this myself wanting to like it. I was interested in Rosamund Pike. She's a favorite actress. The story of Marie Curie seemed really fascinating. I think we all grew up knowing the name Marie Curie and some of her achievements in radioactivity. But you mentioned the Hiroshima bombing, which has a moment in the film, bizarrely. There are moments in the film where, for such an unconventional character biopic, the film is at once extremely conventional in the biopic part of this, and then unconventional in the way it just drops in these future moments, looking forward past her life to things like radiation treatment for cancer, the dropping of the atomic bomb, the testing of H-bombs, really all the way up into the 60s. And many of those drop-ins, those historical notes, are so unnuanced, as if we can't extrapolate ourselves the importance of this woman's scientific discoveries and what it would lead to, that we have to be pulled out of the film to be reminded of all of the nuclear and radioactive and issues around atomic use in the 20th century. I just found it very distracting and a very odd choice to do. There was almost nothing about this film that really resonated with me. I thought it was slow. It was obvious. I was underwhelmed by the script. Poor Rosamund Pike, who is the best part of the film, is really struggling in parts with a fairly pedestrian history of the life of Marie Curie and doing her best. Even the makeup as these people age, I just think, you know, Amazon spent so much money on this production. There's so many choices of this director that it just didn't work for me.
I absolutely agree. What was interesting for me about the concept of dropping in the historical narrative and perspective of years after we lost Marie Curie, what made me pause was the fact that I wonder if it was done because so many people now are so distracted by everything that no one really can sit and watch. So you need to do something kind of like, well, kaboom, right. Here's something that we're going to get your attention just in case we're losing you because we're losing everyone. Your
interesting
point is so small at this point. And I was wondering if that maybe was the reasoning behind that. It was like, oh, but of course. And so naturally, as I guess maybe the newsy in me, I immediately said, well, this week is the 75th anniversary. Mm. Maybe that could be the correlation.
The connection between atomic bombs and her discoveries is extremely tenuous. And I thought that was really pushing it. And when you look at the kinds of future events the film displays, they are almost wholeheartedly negative events, particularly around bombings and H-bombs and such. And it unwittingly sort of undermines its central premise of her as a pioneer of extraordinary discoveries. And then it goes on to just roll out all of these horrible moments associated with atomic energy and atomic bombs, but not necessarily directly connected to her discoveries. So,
but that's very, very
strange.
Again, that's why I think it was like, made you look.
Yeah,
and it was
right.
That kind of, we want to keep it relevant and we want to also have this message, if you will. And again, her life was impactful, but the film, it was incredibly slow. I was really very, very surprised about that.
So it sounds like it didn't do it for either one of us. And I should mention that Radioactive is available on Amazon Prime, which usually would have released this in theaters. Our next film shows how some distributors are creating a virtual theatrical experience that supports closed cinemas right now. Ron Howard's new documentary film, Rebuilding Paradise, is an intimate look at the destruction and aftermath of the devastating campfire in 2018 that destroyed the town of Paradise, California. The director, Ron Howard, it may surprise some, is not new to documentary work and has for some time jumped between big-budget Hollywood films and smaller documentaries. His latest film jumps in scope as well, from the epic scale and ferocity of California's worst wildfire to the individual stories and collective struggles of the citizens of Paradise, a large working-class town that suffered the brunt of the destruction, with 85 dead and the entire town destroyed. Howard swiftly moves from the actual fire, which truly is inferno-like, shifting to chronicle the quieter struggle of the citizens who fight to return, rebuild, and move on. Rebuilding Paradise introduces us to a host of townsfolk, from firefighter, police officer, mayor, and school board president to outsiders, representatives of PG&E, the utility ultimately blamed for starting the tragic fire, to legal advocates like Aaron Brockovich and forestry experts who discuss the impact of climate change and how it's affecting these larger fires. Along the way, Howard and his editor, M. Watanabe Millmore, keep the focus firmly placed on the intimate details of the townsfolk, to the film's credit. Rebuilding Paradise is terrifying, heartbreaking, and ultimately a reconfirmation of the resilience of human beings, and I highly recommend it.
I think the operative term is intimacy. I mm-hmm. felt so engaged with the people who were directly involved. Again, that news person in me, that man on the street, if you will, woman on the street, if you will, kind of concept of just running into people who were so overwhelmingly affected by this incredible inferno. And the first thing I thought of immediately watching the film, because of the way Ron Howard does things and his keen eye behind the lens, was Backdraft. I was like, here we are again. But I found it very authentic. There was a scene where a man was looking for a woman he finds on the street without giving anything away. And when he hugs her, I cried. It's a very, very moving, overwhelming, humanistic look at what had to have been the ultimate panic for this very sweet, kind, and ultimately unknown community, Paradise, California.
It really takes you in there, doesn't it? I mean, you talk about crying. I'm not an emotional viewer, but I was way more emotionally engaged with this film than I thought I would be. And the way that Howard uses found footage, particularly of people capturing on their cell phones, driving through this inferno, not sure if they and their family are going to make it out alive, is just harrowing. And then later, as they recount some of these stories, I teared up as well. You know, it's interesting because it's a community that's mostly white, working class. It's a beautiful town. It's about that community trying to come together, rebuild individually, but also as a community. There's a moment at the end that I want to give credit to Howard also for. I was thinking, you know, this is interesting given the lack of racial diversity in this community, but it is what it is. And then the film widens out to include images of devastation from around the world, not just in the U.S., but other communities. And it really centers the film as a microcosm of so much devastation and tragedy that happens around natural disasters around the world that affects literally all human beings. And I thought it really elevated the film at that moment into a much more universal film and really ended, hopefully, in a way that I think as we are all going through this pandemic and this isolation and the deaths that are occurring, and in a strange way, given that this was a fire and not a pandemic, but we see hope in these people, and we maybe can extrapolate from the film forward a year and see ourselves rebuilding as a community and getting past this pandemic.
What a film that will be. The one thing that caught my attention with this too are the creative chances that he took.
Yeah.
And those chances were those that you speak about, that here we are in this little place, the little microcosm, and it's not maybe reflective of the country, but at the end, you get where his creative chances became very, very powerful creative choices.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to mention, while we just have a minute left, that this is an interesting choice of how to roll this film out, too. This was produced by National Geographic. You go to their website, you select a theater of your choosing that is would have been showing this film theatrically, and you purchase the VOD streaming. And a portion of those proceeds go to that cinema, which we are seeing more and more as the delay in opening cinemas extends out. Hollywood is beginning to trickle these films out in this manner, which is really kind of fascinating. I know that Alamo is doing this a bit, and Kino Marquee is also another service that's doing that.
But we just have to stay together and afloat, and I hope that helps, because what an industry we could lose. And by just little bits here and there, we can make a difference for so many filmmakers, so many people behind the scenes that we don't even think about.
So films like Rebuilding Paradise and others that are truly coming down the pike in the coming weeks, people will be able to go and search out their local cinemas and find ways to support them and hopefully keep them afloat through watching new releases just at home until those cinemas open. Philippa, as always, it's nice to chat with you. Great to see
Likewise.
You via Zoom. Take care, my friend.
Thank you. Take care, and we'll just keep watching movies and keep supporting the great cinema that's out there.
Yes, ma'am. My guest today has been fellow Broadcast Film Critics Association member Philippa Solis. We've been discussing two new films just released via streaming platforms, the scientific biopic of the life of Marie Curie, Radioactive, starring Rosamund Pike and available on Amazon Prime, and the new documentary from Ron Howard, Rebuilding Paradise, about the 2018 campfire in California that destroyed the town of Paradise. You can watch Rebuilding Paradise through National Geographic's website and a unique virtual cinema where you select a brick-and-mortar theater to receive some of the proceeds of the video on demand fee. On Film is edited by Seth Van Meter. An archive of past programs is available online at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.